Thank you for participating in the International Echoes, and congratulations. You have two campaigns, but you got four echoes, so that's a good harvest for your first year with the new echoes. I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of these campaigns. And number one, what were the biggest obstacles you faced in selling these ideas to the client?
Okay, first of all, Mary, thank you. Thank you and your team to support, to organize, and to turn them material reality, because thanks people like you and your team and the rest of the Echo teams, the industry is better every day. So thank you. Okay, regarding your question, honestly, with this client, there is not obstacles. We have been working with them for many years, and we are one single team. So I'm not talking about this particular case or this client, but rather in general, the main difficulty in turning good ideas into reality is a kind of lack of interest in complicating things a bit. The most disruptive and interesting projects or ideas don't always require a larger budget, but they always require more work.
More work and perhaps more risk. So not necessarily this client, but in general, how do you convince clients that they have to balance between creative risk and the natural desire of the client to keep things safe?
I think that in communication, in the industry, to connect with people, the biggest risk is not taking risks. And this is something that intelligent people and professionals already know, as you know, Mary.
Well, thank you for the illusion of intelligence. I actually, you're one of my all-time heroes, Pablo. I think you know that. You're the person who introduced me to the agency side of the business and to the creative side of the business. So I always have you up on a pedestal in regard to that. With respect to this campaign or campaigns with your clients in general, are there internal politics or external pressures like regulatory things and cultural sensitivities that influence your final executions?
The bank is made by people, which is the campaign name. It's a campaign full of humor and complicity that taking for granted the enormous technological and digital capabilities of the bank, of Abanca, bets on while its wonderful humans contribute. So I think that the main issue in this campaign is the human side of the bank, of the banking, and I'm very happy to underwrite this factor.
I teach marketing at the postgraduate level in a university here in Buenos Aires. And one of the things that I'm looking into is how are things changing and how is marketing changing? And several of the people I've spoken to, creatives and visionary leaders of the communications field like yourself, say, actually what we're pointing at now is not just satisfying the expectations and the desires of the clients, which is what Kotler in 1960 would have told us we have to do as marketers. But the point is to make people's lives better. And I loved that conclusion. So you're talking to the bank made by people. And I think that if we all had as our north compass point, we're here to make people's lives better, we would be doing a great job. But that's just my idea. How do you think that this particular campaign reflects a shift in the broader marketing landscape. We're talking about marketing changing, something about what I just spoke about has to do with it. But in this particular campaign, how do you see this manifesting itself?
Yeah, I think that in some ways, the bank is made by people. Reflects the counter trend of humanism versus technology. I think that every day we can see how people want to be service, want to interact with other humans, and I think that Abanca in these campaigns is aware of this counter trend, and the campaign reflects this this insight, which is, in my opinion, this a human insight. It's a global insight. It is happening around the world.
So you're almost very proud to say that you've managed to have very modern prize-winning campaign without dedicating a lot of time and effort to technology.
Yes, I think that people already know that banks are technologically advanced. So what people not necessarily know is that that their banks are maintaining the human touch, you know, the human factor. Nobody have doubts about the technology capabilities of the banks. It's done, it's checked. So I think that the difference is in the other side, in the human part. You have incredible experiences in bank industry, in finance industry, and during the last 40 years, banks have been evolving and innovating and evolving about technology. So from my point of view, it's a good time to pay attention to the human side of the reality.
Love it. Listen, now, if you didn't have budget and time constraints, is there anything else you would want to have done in these campaigns to make them more outstanding?
Thinking that your budget or your time is unlimited can be as insane and disturbing as thinking that we are immortal, you know? Campaigns like life are better when you know that there are limits. Limits improve the ideas, in my opinion. However, I always think that with more time or with more money, we could have improved the craft. Supercraft is the language that makes everything better in this time.
Okay. And this, that one of the prizes you won was for craft. Going beyond this particular campaign, thinking of numbers, or beyond the numbers, actually, how do you measure the creative and emotional impact of the campaigns you do?
Beyond the numbers, I don't like measuring anything beyond numbers, but that's some kind of oxymoron, isn't it? Joking aside, campaigns are also measured by the reaction on the street. And if you are a bank, especially in your branch network, in the offices, in the first line with clients, every bank marketing professional knows that campaigns must succeed in branches, or they won't succeed on the street. So the thermometer. The good thermometer in a bank industry is what is happening in branches.
Many of the people who are watching this interview Are we going to be looking for the secrets to success? So what would you tell people is the secret to winning campaign awards?
Whenever I chair juries, I recommend that its member ask themselves three basic questions before evaluating each new campaign. It's very simple, but from my point of view, these questions are always useful. The questions are in front of the campaign. Is it new? This is the first. Is it good? And is it important? Is it new? I think that an awarded campaign must be a disruptive campaign. You can have a good campaign, but it's a campaign that we saw many, many times. So this campaign does not deserve an award. The second is it good? So is it good? Is it strategically, creatively, and executionally good enough? And the third is it is important. It's important in terms of in terms of contribution to the brand objective. It's important in terms of to improve the environment or the to make a war a little bit better. It's important in general terms. No, is it new? Is it good? Is it important? This is my first question as jury.
Data and data technology are some points that we are looking at a lot in the echoes. Do you think that that has influenced marketing, and is it influencing how we communicate?
Let me use an analogy to explain what I think is the role of technology and personalization in general terms. If you want to sell, for example, umbrellas, you have to put it simple, two main options. The first one is to create a low brand, fill it with values, attributes, benefits, and emotions, and trust that when somebody needs an umbrella, he or she will choose one of yours. The second option is to open a pop-up umbrella shop in a central street at the exact moment it starts to rain. This is basically, let me use this analogy using these two options. If you choose the second option, you will sell a lot of umbrellas because you are aligning the right product with the right client at the right moment, in the right place, and the right channel. So you are on the street when it starts to rain. In my opinion, this is basically what we get with technology. Data, personalization, applied intelligence, artificial intelligence, or whatever name you prefer to use for the predictive, cognitive, and personalization model, you will have a powerful combination of technology and data tools to find the right client and the right moment and in the right place to buy what you are trying to sell. And my point is, I'm okay with technology. I'm of course, a believer of technology. But in my opinion, technology is key, but it's not enough to differentiate your proposal. But be aware, because when all umbrella sellers have the capacity to offer their umbrella at the same time, in the same place, and in the same channel to the right person, people will choose the umbrella coming from the brand that they are connected with. So from my point of view, the debate between technology and creativity is not real. They are not opposite things. Strategy plus creativity plus technology is the right cocktail today, in the past, and tomorrow.
I agree. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about artificial intelligence that has been talked about so much to the point where actually I think it gets a little bit boring. Do you have anything enlightening and new to say about artificial intelligence?
Mary, I love you, I respect you, but I declare myself in rebellion against answering any more question about
artificial intelligence. I don't blame you. I think we've been over flooded with talk about it, and most of it hasn't led to much of anything, has it? It can't.
Ask to artificial intelligence, not me.
Okay, and now finally, can we talk a little bit about the future of communications and marketing communications in the next 5, 10, or 20 years? What do you think is coming?
This is a very interesting question. Let me avoid to answer about 20 years. 20 years today is too much time. But in the next 5 or 10, my answer is fascinating. I think that never before have there been so many micromedia, never before have there been so many micro audiences, never before has connecting with each of them been so sophisticated. Never before we have seen so clearly that every individual will be an audience. So I am a believer, and I can't understand why people why there are people that have doubts about the future of the marketing consultants or the agencies of the creativity in these scenarios. Never before have been more difficult to connect with people. So this industry is more necessary than ever, in my opinion.
Okay, like back in the day, as you said, 40 years ago when we first met, we were talking about one-to-one marketing, which until now has not existed. And you're saying that this is where we're going now. I love that. Every individual is an audience in and of itself. Well, thank you, Pablo, for being so generous with your time. Thank you for supporting the Echoes.
Thank you very much, Mary. I hope to see you soon and your team.
I hope to see you too, and I'm sure we will. Okay, thank you.